Salutations, everybody. It is Maddie here today with week 66 of the Ham Radio Podcast.
And it is me, the Pokemaster of Australia, Lone Vault Wanderer.
My name is Noah, and it's been a little while since I've been on a podcast for various reasons.
So, guys, we have our brand new guest on the podcast. His name is Noah Pearson. Just clap him on. How you going, Noah?
Yeah, dude, I saw your fucking cheer with my girlfriend, Sally, or whatever you said. Thing. If you could change that, that'd be nice.
I can't. But that was Lone's doing. He made the overlay.
It was funny. But
why did you throw me on the bus, Maddie?
I was part of it. I could have told him not to do that, but I let it happen.
Anyways, this is the first podcast I've been on since E3. My phone as well. I meant to put that on sound. But yeah.
We were talking on Skype before, and Noah's just like, I hear the Pokemon Go background music. I'm like, you just motherfuckers playing Pokemon Go while we're catching up, because it's been over a month since he's on his phone right now.
No, I'm not!
He's just muting his phone. But anyway, this week has been quiet for Bethesda, but there's been a lot of other awesome things happening in gaming, so we're going to be mainly focusing on that. But anyway, as always, link down below will be timestamps if you want to skip to a certain segment, as well as our t-shirt store. If you want to listen on the go on iTunes or Google Play, you can do that. I showed Lone and Noah the numbers, and they couldn't really understand it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go. Because I think Lone and I are on the same page. Yeah. Matt sent us a grid of podcast episode titles and just numbers. There was no header. There wasn't like a header that said, iOS views or listeners, whatever. I don't know. It was just numbers. And it was like, okay.
It's like two columns of one. For example, for one of the, I think it was episode 61, it was like 1,200, 4,900, and then 20 megabytes or gigabytes or some shit. And we're just like, all right, what do they represent, Maddie? Yeah. Like, what am I rating?
I thought you guys could put together that we're on two mobile platforms, and those were just respective numbers for each of them.
But why didn't you just show us the header?
That's okay, because it was the podcast is like hosted on Sugar Bomb, so the admin there, Potato Joe, he sent me numbers. He said, hey, the numbers are great for the mobile. And I was like, awesome.
Find them yourself!
I don't know how to find them myself, because he's the programmer. But yeah, he sent them to me. I was like, oh, that's awesome. But yeah, we just wanted to thank you guys for tuning in on the go, because that's really awesome. We didn't know that many of you guys listened to us. So that's super, super cool.
But that is cool. And I'm happy to know the numbers, but it's just like, it's just numbers thrown at me. I'm like, okay, good.
I was like, hey guys, look, a lot of people listen to us on mobile, and Lone's like, those are okay, like, question mark. I'm like, they're good. They're very
it's like
good.
Going, it's like me going, we're doing great, and giving you a number of 12, and you're like, what does this mean?
All right, but it had the episode name next to it, and then it had big numbers, and I was like, they'll hopefully get the emphasis.
I see. I kind of got what you were saying. I just didn't know which number was for what. You know, but
I don't either. I'd imagine that actually, I don't know, because apparently Android was bigger than iOS, but now
literally
iOS is bigger. Going
off of what Joe told us is that we're doing good.
Yeah, basically. But yeah,
thanks,
what we're saying is you fucked up. You know, like,
you're
bad.
Clearly, he listens every week, so he will send us accurate numbers and with titles and everything now. So don't worry. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to us on the go and staying tuned in while we change up things every now and then. So let's get into this week's Bethesda News Roundup. I don't have a script in front of me because I'm just going off of the couple of minor things that occurred this week. Starting off with Elder Scrolls Online Gold Edition. It's ESO, but with all the pieces of DLC that are coming out, along with all the big updates that came out throughout the game's life so far. So does that intrigue anybody?
No.
Oh.
Sorry for being so blunt. It's just, I'm not saying ESO is bad. I've just never gotten into it.
Yeah.
And I keep asking people that have played it or that play it now, has it improved? And everyone keeps saying that it has. But I feel that with all these remasters coming out, like Skyrim, Bioshock, that's where my focus is going to be for the next couple of months. So
Yeah.
No, I feel you. Yeah, for me, it's I already have the DLC, so I'm not buying it. I've never heard of this, though. Like a gold edition or like a final edition of a MMO that has all the DLC so far.
Well, I've never heard it for an MMO. I mean, you've heard it for like, just games.
Yeah, but I guess it's because even though it's an MMO, it's kind of like a, without the sub fee or anything, it's a buy once title, so it's technically just like a in a sense, it sounds stupid to say in context, but like a standard video game. It's just weird for an MMO because it's like, does this mean that there's no more DLC for ESL coming out or something? I don't get that, especially because Dark Brotherhood is really cool. I know you guys don't play ESL, but for those out there who do, it adds a lot of stealth gameplay. Like, it doesn't, it gives you the Blade of Woe, which you can get in Oblivion and Skyrim, and it's essentially just a one-hit kill on any enemy as long as you properly sneak up on them. So it adds another layer to the game that I really enjoy because it's more like an Elder Scrolls game, which I think they've done a good job with handling over time. But I'm just wondering if that means there's more DLC coming or not. But
it's interesting because I do wonder how Bethesda's going to be approaching just Elder Scrolls as an IP moving forward.
Yeah.
We've got Skyrim Remastered, which I keep forgetting the release date. It's October or November or some shit?
It's October.
October, yeah.
I don't remember the exact date.
I want to say it's in October, yeah.
It is October. I think it's, I want to say 2028? No, it comes out. I'm not sure.
Didn't the original one come out? Well, original one. Didn't Skyrim, the first time it came out, in October?
11/11/11.
So welcome to the Ham Radio Podcast, where we're very knowledgeable about.
I'm not going to remember when that game came out.
I do. It's such an easy to remember day. It was 11/11/11.
I could imagine someone like Googling. The release date is so easy to remember.
Ham Radio Podcast. No, fuck you. I'm doing a joke.
October 28th.
So it wasn't 11/11/11.
Real quick, the original release date for Skyrim was 11/11/11.
Okay.
You okay, Betty?
I don't know why you asked again. That triggered me, though.
So what was the original release date? No, I'm just kidding. real quick, for those watching, not audio listeners, but just watching, I keep looking over here because this is where I see them on this screen on Skype. So if you're wondering,
I never got that. Why don't you just move it across?
Because if I move the camera this to there, which you can't see, but it's like right there, then you see that whole part of my room over there, and it's a little.
What's wrong with that part of your room?
A little messy. It's where I hide the bodies and the sex swing.
Righty.
I'm just kidding. I don't have a sex swing.
On Elder Scrolls, so we have, you know, the remastered Skyrim coming out in October. They still have, you know, SO marketing advertising going strong. But we know now that they're not even working on Elder Scrolls 6. They're not even planning it or concepting it or anything like that.
Yeah, they're just like, we're going to do it, is what they said.
Yeah, we're going to do it eventually after the next two major projects that we have. But it feels like they still need to, I guess, try, and this is a really blasé term, but like push Elder Scrolls down their throats, remind us that they own that IP, that that's theirs, and continuously market it so it's fresh in people's minds. So I don't know what else other than ESO, moving beyond the Skyrim remaster, that they can actually advertise towards us. Mm-hmm. So if it's the last DLC, that's really intriguing.
That is true. I can't imagine it then, now that you mention it that way. Because if Elder Scrolls 6, they probably, if anything, just know the setting. They're like, this is where we want to set it. Other than that, that's probably, you know, they probably have a few ideas for it because I remember Todd Howard saying like they couldn't do it on current tech. So I think they need to wait for technology to advance to do that. But Todd's also
which
said,
is a sign,
like,
which is a sign that means that conceivably in the next like 2 years there's going to be new tech, which I don't think is a surprise to anyone. I mean, we've kind of seen that already ourselves. But.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing that Xbox Scorpio, which seems pretty powerful so far. So it's possible that they're waiting for like the next.
Didn't they
generation.
Say? Sorry.
Whoa, hold on.
Didn't they say
hold
real on. Quick, real quick, real quick? Didn't they say Scorpio games would run on the Xbox One still?
I don't know if you heard it because I mumbled it. I said maybe they're waiting for like that next iteration, like the one
I see.
Xbox One games.
Do you think that Bethesda are going to be doing something unique with Scorpio? We know that they have a relationship with Microsoft. We saw Todd Howard on the video when Scorpio was talked about at Microsoft's press conference. Do we think that Bethesda is going to maybe like up-res Fallout 4 for the Scorpio do something else? I mean, it's a possibility.
Here's the thing. You say up-res, which means essentially you mean like 4K. 4K means nothing if you don't have a 4K monitor, which are very, very expensive right now. So I imagine probably wouldn't do, in terms of like tech only stuff, I don't think so. Like there wouldn't be like a Scorpio only setting, or you know what I mean?
No, it'll just be like a, like Scorpio is just like another PC. So they have those settings ready to go for tech, like general PCs.
Right.
So with a Scorpio, it's not really anything more. I'm just wondering that because Microsoft and Bethesda have a good working relationship, whether some sort of promotional deal is going to be going on with a Scorpio. I don't know. It's just
might
a random.
I don't know if there would be like a content or setting, but it might be like a bundle.
Mm.
There may be some sort of purchase bundle, you know.
That doesn't work, because I was actually thinking initially that Microsoft was going to be doing something with the Oculus, and I was like, oh, what about Fallout 4 and Oculus? But wait, it's just HTC Vive. But all games on HTC Vive can be played on any other headset, if Valve is to be believed. So,
I don't know. Todd said during that conference, he said something about Fallout on VR or something, and I don't know what that had to deal with the Scorpio. So.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Brian play Fallout 4 VR on the video?
He like lost his shit.
I want to kill a Deathclaw. Can you show me a Deathclaw? Holy shit!
Yeah, and then he like just threw off the headset and shook Todd's hand. I was like, oh my god, he's such a character.
Wait, Brian Delaney? Yeah. We're talking about? Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't realize he played it on the VR stuff.
Yeah,
there's a video on Bethesda's YouTube
channel. Oh, that was my bad. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, but
hey guys, we had lunch with him.
We did.
Yeah, so, he grabbed your balls.
Fuck you.
Sorry, alone. Get wrecked, kid.
But, yeah, the future of Elder Scrolls is uncertain, it seems. So, I mean, here's the thing, though, is that the other thing before we move on to the next topic is that MMOs kind of go in seasons. And so at the beginning of the year, they'll just announce how many packs they have coming. So I'd imagine they're probably done this year. You know, they're doing the one Tamriel update, which is pretty cool. It's basically... doesn't matter what level you are, as long as you're in a group with your friends, the leveling will scale properly for your respective level, and you'll be able to do whatever you want with your friends, which I think is cool, because that just makes it literally a co-op game, more than it's just an MMO. But I think that's the big final update, and then I'd imagine next year they'll have more DLC, because when you think about it, I mean, so many MMOs do tons and tons of expansions, it's hard to imagine that they just do two DLC packs and are done. I'd imagine that, you know, there's so much to explore in the ES universe that I can't see them being done this year, especially with them doing, you know, the initial launch, and the next year was Tamriel Unlimited. This year was pretty solid DLC, and then the one Tamriel update. It seems like the ball is rolling. Like they mentioned, last year was the best MMO when it came to awards and stuff, so I'd say that they have more planned for that game. But regardless, moving on to the next news bit. There was a bit of a leak. Don't want to even call it a leak, because Bethesda puts the stuff there in the creation kit. And in the latest update, you could find map markers for the Nuka World DLC, such as like Kitty Kingdom and the Safari Zone.
Kitty Kingdom?
Yeah. It's an actual thing.
Mm.
Yeah, and they had like some other locations that I don't want to mention just because I don't want to spoil anything. But yeah, so there's assets popping up from Nuka World. I'd imagine... down the line, we'll see a little bit more on Nuka World. I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever, just because that's how it always goes. Bethesda leaks their own stuff. That's what they do. They leak their own stuff, and it's wonderful, because it's exciting when someone finds it. They're like, oh my god, look what I found. It's like here under the tab, and it's awesome.
Bethesda's like, oh, you guys got us again. Oh, I can't believe you keep leaking our stuff.
Oh, darn it. Free marketing.
Oh, darn it.
Shucks. They got us again.
Oh no, we put the name of the ESM in the creation kit again. God, who keeps doing that, Todd? God.
Hot twist, it's Todd. He's like in the middle of the night, he's just awake like on his computer. I've done it! You know?
Reddit is buzzing again.
Yeah.
You can't escape us.
Oh, they're so great at their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you both.
He got to. Okay, real quick. I don't know if anyone saw, but the first thing I said to him was,
Hold on. Before you fucking describe your story, ever since these motherfuckers met Todd Howard, the only thing that I hear whenever Todd is on the top on the subject. So when we met Todd Howard,
but you gotta no, because I haven't told this story yet because I haven't been on the.
We're
cast.
Good friends now.
We are. We're buds. We go out for drinks.
No, this is, everything is relatable. So, we have a personal experience with him.
Well, the thing is, when I, the first time I met him, I was like, the first time, the only time of two times, I said, I'm the guy who curses a lot on the cast. And he's like, yeah, you should watch your language a little. And I was like,
He has an interesting sense of humor.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Remember he called me, like, he said, Matt, you're kind of a businessman. I'm like,
yeah,
I guess. And I was he's like, I like the style of clickbait you have. I'm like, what?
Did yeah, and that's say? The thing. I was like, I expected him to be such like a curious or like not really funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
he's got an even weird sense of humor. Like Courtney was like, yeah, Todd said in front of me that he's like, this is the guy who wanted to put a female in the launch trailer. I'm like, oh Todd, that's really
oh shit, yeah,
like, that's really really fucking savage of you. Like,
yeah, I like the style of clickbait you have is probably the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Matt goes clickbait. You know,
he's like, yeah. I was like, are you kidding me? I don't put like tits in my thumbnail and stuff. He's like, no. He's like, you do it in like a way where you catch your eyes. You know, he's like with the E3 impressions video. He's like, was it a bust? You know, it gets you curious. I was like, okay, you just used the wrong word, Todd. You just said I clickbait. That's not clickbait. I wanted to sit him down and have a chat with him. I was like, you know what? I'll let you go because I got other things to worry about, like not making an ass of myself. But anyway,
I just wanted to sit Todd down and be like, Todd, did you ever say I use clickbait in my videos one more time? Yeah. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Then he followed it up. He like, he's interesting because you know he followed up with a bunch of comments.
If you're listening, Todd, and we know you do, we love you and we appreciate everything you do. You're a great man.
Where
the fuck did Noah go?
I don't know. He went to the. He pointed in that direction. He said that's the sex wing. So I mean, that's where he went off to.
So what's on his table? That looks like a pop toy. This is my problem, all right? And it triggers me. When people buy pop toys and they keep them in the box, I don't give a shit if it keeps it mint condition or whatever.
Where do you see the pop toy?
In the bottom right-hand corner. You see a little Fallout pop toy.
Okay. Yeah, my bad.
But like,
what is that? Is that like a lamp sitting on a box? Is that a table?
I don't know.
It looks like
a bedside table.
Okay, yeah, my bad. But for a second, it looks like a box.
If his pop toys are actually like in that box, like first of all, how is he even enjoying them? Like with my pop toys, I take them out of the box, I put them on my table, I can see them when I walk in my room. It's beautiful. So,
yeah, you know, Nuka World.
Todd said, you know, it was really interesting what Todd said about Nuka World because he said that when you keep things inside the box. It's just really weird, and if you don't take them out for the world to enjoy, yeah, I just don't get that. You know what I mean?
I realize my joke just does not work now because when you walked away, I said no point in that direction to the sex wing, and then you come back with your girlfriend.
Fuck!
I know.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, yeah, not,
no,
not.
I was making fun of you. Sorry.
What were you saying while I was gone?
So can you let me know, Doug, genuinely? What? The bottom right-hand corner of your camera screen, you've got your pop toys in the boxes. Are the pop toys in the box? Like,
yeah,
or...
I can show them to you if you want to see
them. I mean, I can't talk long because I have all the pop toys when they were first announced. And they're all
How are you
box.
Enjoying them? It's like they're stuck under another big box.
I'm not
box
like you
a...
where I like sit there and like smack my toys together and make them fight.
No.
Dog Cleef, no! You know, like, I'm not like you, Long.
No, see, I kept them in the box because I didn't know if I should take them out or not.
Just take them out. Like, who gives a shit?
You take them out.
I have.
Should I take one out on the cast right now?
I mean, to tell you the truth, like, the loot crate ones, if you just keep them in the box, they get really expensive. I don't sell them, but I'm just saying it's...
Well, they're not loot crate
ones.
They're
like strapped for cash.
They're just pop figures, but like they're all Fallout themed because my brother got me like three of them for
Christmas. Really funny story. So when those bobbleheads came out for Fallout 4, the Vault 111 themed ones, there was an initial run, which was like five of them. They were a bit bigger than normal. I got that. And then they released like the smaller ones, but there were seven in the set, I believe. And I was like, oh my God, I wanted those ones so much more, but they weren't released when the first ones were. So I got the first ones, and then I got the second ones as well. No, not those ones.
Yeah, I know. Like this one came with a loot crate.
The Vault Boy ones. And I was like, all right, I'll get the second ones, those ones, and I'll sell the first ones that I got. I sold the set for double what I purchased it on eBay.
Oh, and I don't care.
But, like, people are waiting for that shit, and I literally just got them.
Oh, and here's the Vault 111 one. There's just a slight difference.
I would like the bobblehead. I wouldn't mind one of the
I got the set. Matty, do you have the set?
But what's it called?
No, I don't. I'm grateful as hell to the viewer that sent me his bobbleheads, because it was right when the price jacked up, because they stopped selling them, so now they're ridiculously expensive, the Vault 101.
So Matt, that was interesting that you said that, because remember how I said that they don't sell them? They sold them for like a period of a week, I believe. Like those original 4x3 ones, the ones that Matty has, the fucking energy weapons one. I'm not joking, guys. His one bobblehead goes for over a grand on eBay.
What?
A grand.
Wait, yes. No way. Hold on. I'm gonna fact check this.
I'm keeping that shit. I don't want to give it away, dude. That shit's awesome.
Like, don't give it away.
Like, I wouldn't
the
even.
The Fallout 3 one, the Vault 101, Noah.
Yeah, make sure it's Fallout 3, because the 111 ones you can still buy.
And when I say 1,000, probably 1,000.
It's just one of the five-inch ones,
like Australian. So it's probably.
It's the energy weapon Vault 101 Fallout. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. I'm gonna search as well.
Hold on.
Yeah, so
I'm about to get it up. It just says the lockpick and energy weapon one is just $30.
Well, no, that's the Fallout 4 one then. So Vault
Lone
Vault 101. Shut the fuck up.
Lone.
I'm searching
too, dude. Oh, yeah, Fallout 3 Collector's Edition Lunchbox and Bobblehead Vault Tech 8909.
No, that's not right. That is not right, okay?
Fallout 3 Buckle. Collector's Edition Limited Edition Vault Tech Lunchbox DVD Art Book Bobblehead 131.
Nah.
The Collector's Edition for Fallout 3.
Lone, I gotta be honest with you, Lone.
You're triggering me right now.
You really highballed me there, dude.
You really.
I hate you. Just fucking despise you both. I want to find it and I want to link it to you. Move on, Matty.
Yeah, there's no more news. That was the roundup. There was
all right. So then let's talk about
that dropped, and that was basically workshop icons, support for the add-ons, which is why we now see the map markers for Nuka World inside the creation kit. And an autosave that happens when you exit out of survival mode, so now you can back out whenever you want to, and you'll have a save that deletes itself when you sign back in. So that's pretty cool, so that if you have to go immediately, you can just up and leave, and that's not a problem. You don't have to find a bed in survival mode. Anyway,
can I bring up what's next?
Let me roll in the segment for the new listeners.
So guys, I found the full set of like the original ones, right? It's US $850 for the full set.
Send me now, I
think the price dropped because they re-released them. I think so.
Oh, they did?
All right, well, I want to see the link.
Interesting.
Okay, go on, Matty. You have my permission.
Oh, thank you.
I'm linking it. Fuck. Go on.
It's time for segment 3, what we're playing in our favorite gaming news bit. So,
Let's save that game until we talked about the other ones, okay? It makes sense.
What game? Oh, because I think we're all on the same page here.
We're all on the same page. I've been playing a little Overwatch. Like, a fuck ton of Overwatch.
Yeah, I've seen just every day. Stream it Overwatch.
Every day streaming it. What the fuck was that accent?
Streaming Overwatch.
You guys... All right,
I only want to take your accent as poorly as possible. I can't say... I'm not saying I can do it well. But just because when I say certain words, I'll hear you just in the background and go like, Boston, like that, or... imitate me heavily. Like, I really
going on, guys. Maddie here.
I've played Overwatch. I haven't, Loney Woney.
You have a PC?
Yeah.
Can we play today?
Not today, but we can play at some point.
We never play games anymore, and it just makes me so sad.
A busy man, Lone. I'm a busy man.
Fuck off. All right, fine. You guys talk about what else you've played, then we'll talk about.
You haven't told. You said I'm playing Overwatch, like.
Well, I'm waiting to talk about Pokemon Go. All
right, but like, that doesn't mean you can't talk about other games, dude.
I've been playing Metro Last Light.
That's a great game.
I think I'm going to stream that today, actually, and finish it.
The redo is really good. Redux.
Redux. Oh, God.
I thought it was redo.
Crack you in the jaw and like elbow.
I thought it was a French word. Redux. Yeah.
you're like one of the guys on the internet. It's actually a metro, a redo. Like shut the fuck
up. Like when I used to work at the deli and people would come up and order mozzarella, they'd be like, mozzarella. I'm like,
My dad's one of those guys.
Yeah, my mom does the same
Connor
thing.
Connor is too. He's like, mozzarella. What the fuck are you looking at? I'm Italian. What?
Connor's like, thinks he's Italian. He's actually just German. But I'm glad, though, that people have seen, like, I hope people have seen Cam's vlogs and now know who Connor is. I mean, Matt, a lot of them knew who Connor was, like, from your streams, but, like, really know who he is, you know?
It was, like, Connor's, like, the gift for the hardcore viewer. Like, only select few know who Connor is. Yeah. And I like it that way because cool. He's not in every video. You'll find him trickled about in some. He'll help me in the background on some. You'll see him on my streams. But yeah, Connor's the reward for those who stay tuned in, because if you look at my social media, you'll see Connor.
As you called me, Matt, one time, he's a walking meme.
Why did I call you a walking meme?
I don't remember, but I know you called me, and Ileana was next to me when you said it, and she saw it and started like hysterically laughing, and so did I, honestly.
I think it was when you posted that wake me up picture. I was like, you're a fucking walking meme.
Yes.
I was like, you're a goddamn walking meme. For me personally, I have been playing this MOBA called Paragon.
Why are you such a nerd?
Such a fucking hate you.
I have like 56 hours.
And I gave him shit. Oh my god!
56 hours in Overwatch. Like I can change it up. I played a bunch of Overwatch. My friends and I went on like competitive winning streak, but they got to patch it because when you lose way too much compared to when you win. So it's like, fuck that. We're gonna wait. But
get good, Matthew.
In the time being, we do win.
What do you mean lose? You lose way too much.
Like XP or rank wise.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant like. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Because they, like, punish you more, so it's kind of like you don't want to play. Right. But, yeah, we've been playing a fuck ton of Overwatch, so we were like, all right, let's just try something new. And so we went and tried Paragon, which it's good. I like it. I play as... I'm not even going to say his name. Fuck you.
Say the name so we can make fun of you.
No, because I know why you'll make fun of me. And it's like, I just like him as a character. He's a good fighter.
Say the name, Matthew.
Fang
say the name.
Mao. But
oh my god,
what's his name?
Oh my god,
say it again.
Fang
Nerd
Fang Pow
Mao. I enjoy playing Overwatch. I enjoy playing Paragon. It's a fun MOBA. They have like a card system that you can set up and everything to buff your character, which is nice.
From now on, anytime we do what we play, I want to have this on like hold, right? So anytime Maddie brings up a game. And I'm just gonna play that every time, okay?
Yes! Oh, that's beautiful. And it's The Simpsons too. Love it.
Matty, do you have any other games to talk about? It's fucking ready. I'll replay this video.
Let me look around real quick. No. Dragonrampa. No, I wish Danganronpa 3 came out, but it hasn't come out yet. Anyway, I've been playing Deus Ex Human Revolution.
All right, there you go.
There you go. That's a solid game.
How have you been playing it?
There you go, dude. It's from America. It's from Canada.
From America, Matthew.
Dude, that's not Japanese. Sick game, dude. I approve.
Well, you know, it was.
I don't hate Japanese games. What are you talking about?
It was inspired by System Shock. Did you know that?
I did not know that, Lone. Mm.
Anyway, yeah, Deus Ex is a lot of fun. I'm just leaving Detroit now, so that's cool.
Are you playing it stealth? I played that game like 3 times, and I did stealth, and then I was gonna do like a loud version, and then I did stealth again. I was like, "Fuck it."
He's just not having a bar of it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that game. Whatever. Go talk about Pokemon now.
Wait, I haven't gone. Lone just asked.
I forgot you existed. I'm sorry.
I was playing GTA earlier in the week. Just like the story on PC. I don't know. I was like, I was in the mood to play. I have been in the mood to play Metal Gear too. Again, more. But I haven't gotten a chance to play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's about it. Can we talk about Pokemon Go?
Yes.
Something that is plagued all our lives at this point.
Yeah. So I almost hit a kid in the middle of the road because he was playing it. I was driving home in the middle of the night. And this dude's on his phone in the middle of the road. And like, I stopped short. I'm like, what the fuck is it? He's like,
oh, I thought you were gonna say you were on it. I was gonna be like,
no. This kid walked into
driving while playing Pokemon Go.
No. People are doing it. It's very. You're listening to this, and you're one of those people who does it. Do not drive to the place and then take out your phone.
Yeah.
Do you really want to be in the news for dying because you were playing a Pokemon game while you were driving?
You didn't realize it's going to happen, right? That's really morbid to say, but it's going to happen. And then Nintendo is going to get sued for it. I bet you it's going to happen.
No, they have that warning when you open your app. It says, like, please remain alert at all times or something like that.
I think Gyarados can just come out and attack you, and you're just going to be alert.
There's a Meowth on the hood of my car.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Gyarados... like pops up while I'm driving, I'm gonna catch that shit anyway. I like that game a lot. I like Pokemon Go a lot.
Everyone's going crazy about it, and I think this is the closest that we can get to waking out of our beds in the morning and being a Pokemon master. It really is like just being able to walk around and just catch Pokemon, and I still want to have just like a day where I dedicate to Pokemon Go, and it's probably going to be tomorrow. And I'm just going to walk around, catch Pokemon, battle gyms. It's as close to real life Pokemon as we're going to get. And I think that's why everyone's going crazy over it. Here we go. Noah's playing it.
I'm not.
I can see it on the camera.
That's not a camera.
On his phone, warning. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hold up.
There's never anything around my house.
That's the thing, right? I've caught like 5 Pokemon while sitting on my couch, but I know that I just need to just walk around, you know?
Yeah,
I'll wipe the floor with every fucking kid that thinks they're better than me at Pokemon, right? I'll destroy them.
I've yet to fucking battle anything, because...
I'll fucking destroy you, mate. Sorry.
All right.
Matt, you're...
You know what they should do?
Real quick, Lone, is Matt's connection being a little funky for you?
It is being a little funky, yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, so, on my end, it looks fine, which is the good thing, because it's not raining yet.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
But... I dedicated a night to Pokemon Go, just walking around, like, trying out the Pokestops in the gyms and everything, and it was really cool, because I was telling them earlier, but for the listeners, I actually, like, bumped into people who were also using Pokemon Go, and they were like, hey, man, you playing? And I was like, yeah, this is, you know, whatever team you're on and stuff.
And then did one of them be like, I think I'm stronger than you, and, like, pull out a Pokeball and, like, hold
Team Rocket! Yeah. Jesse, James.
That's why you need to keep your cap on at all times so you can turn it backwards, and that's when shit gets real.
Wait,
it's funny, there's a story going around in Australia where Matty just left. I try and
tell story. He was doing what I'm doing!
And he goes...
like that.
Oh,
gotta have fucking... the cap ready. That joke was funnier, but that's funny.
Where's my phone? Fucking phone.
What are you doing?
Just wait.
Okay. This is audio listeners right now are like, fucking come on, guys!
No, when Maddie sits down. Oh my god.
He has the cap.
Yo, what'd you call me?
He actually has the cap. Fucking hell. Like the actual Ash Ketchum cat.
You're such a fucking punk.
Fucking nerds.
It's not even what?
Fine, I'll put it on normally.
Fucking Christ.
Let me tell my story.
Can I ask?
Oh, done.
Do you wear that like on a regular basis?
Hell no.
Okay, I don't
know. I wore it for one video. That's all I needed it for. All
right, anyways, well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He wears it before having sex, so when he turns it backwards, he knows shit gets real.
I'm about to go in.
you're ready for these Pokeballs.
Metapod, use Harden.
Oh, no, dude, that was so fucking funny, bro. Oh, God, that your joke was so fucking tasteless like and terrible. Money. That made me sick to my stomach.
Yes, he does.
This podcast has devolved, and I love every bit of it.
Well, we don't have...
Story.
Just can talk.
In Australia. So someone started this Pokemon Go walk, okay? And had like a couple of hundred people.
Talking about that.
Yeah. And then it just, like with most Facebook parties that are open invite, it just spiraled out of control. Then it became even more hundreds, and then 1,000, and then more thousands. And now there's about 5,000 people attending this Pokemon Go walk, so much so that the police had to be notified, and they're going to be monitoring 5,000 nerds playing Pokemon Go. That is
really excessive.
Are you saying nerds? You make gaming videos. You no, are
I'm a saying nerd. I'm a nerd.
It is,
I'm
it
saying,
is really excessive.
I'm saying I'm a nerd too, and I'm very proud of it. But we can't deny that when 5,000 people get together to play Pokemon Go on their phones, we're all nerds.
It's almost as if 5,000 people gather in LA every year in June to go to a convention. It's like they're all nerds, you know?
Yeah, except it's like more than 71,000.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like more than 5,000.
PAX is like 5,000.
There's like 5,000 in a booth.
No, PAX is way more, isn't it?
Yeah, PAX is way more. I think it's like...
Do you know what would have been funny as shit, and that would have ruined the event, if they released Pokemon Go at E3?
Oh my god.
That would have been
the
awful.
The fucking convention center would have burned down if that happened.
Like, maybe that's why they didn't do it. Anyways, Pokemon Go is really fun. What I do wish, I don't know if they're gonna do this, but if they could do like mini games where if you're like walking around in a park and you can attend a mini game and train your Pokemon, that could be really cool. Fun. I'd like that.
Yeah, so. I find myself not having enough to do when I'm not moving around. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I guess that's the point of the game, though. Yeah,
it makes sense. I mean, it's in the name Pokemon Go, you know, and that's fair.
I said on Twitter, but I think my one complaint is that I want more like social interaction. It's cool if like you have friends around a gym and you attack a gym, all three of you can attack it together and take it down together. That's cool. But I think just like, I don't know. I don't even have any ideas because I haven't thought on it much, but just some way to interact more and have like a trainer list of people you're friends with and maybe like an enemy list or something like that. That would be kind of cool.
It was funny. I woke up the other morning and one of my friends messaged me on my phone. He's like, man, get the fuck up. We got Pokemon to catch. I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, we do. Let's go catch Pokemon.
No, I would like to see some sort of social thing, though, integrated into it. Because it would be cool to have, like, a friends list and, you know, stuff like that. Because, I mean, you have a username. So it's definitely, I would assume it's coming at some point.
I think so.
Well, like a friends list where you battle each other online. I mean, the only thing that's wrong with that is that there's always going to be those people that somehow have like a level 3000 Mewtwo that's going to kick your ass every time.
Yeah, because they go on 5000 people Pokemon walks in the middle of Australia. That's why.
Come on, it's a great idea. It's gonna happen in the States.
Basically a riot. Like,
I do need to say this, though, right? Pokemon Go was working fine in Australia and New Zealand before you fucking Americans got your hands on the bloody game, and now the servers don't work.
What can I say?
I don't know what to tell you.
Grabs. You ruin everyone.
I had one other thing. Oh, yeah, I ran into a bug. I don't know if you guys have tried going to a gym in Pokemon Go, but...
No, it's only a level fucking 3 for the third time.
What'd you say, Lon?
Did you run into a Caterpie?
I actually caught a Caterpie last night.
Because you said you ran into a bug, and I was trying to make a joke.
I actually caught a Caterpie last night.
I was being literal. But what I was saying is that there's this bug, and apparently it's with the servers, of course, where if you're like in the middle of a gym battle, if something happens with the servers while you're fighting in that gym battle, it'll like kick you off or something, and you won't be able to finish the fight, and the thing will just have no health and just keep staring at you and not attacking you. You can't lead the fight. You have to like force close the app and stuff. It's a real pain in the ass.
Do you lose anything in it?
No, but it's just like, especially with the server issues, sometimes you have to type in your email, your password, sign in again, hope that the servers lets you reconnect. So it's been a pain in the ass in that way. But you know what? The number one app on the store, and it's, for me, it's worked for the most part pretty well. Just, you know, I expected these type of issues, and no one's really been freaking out about them, which is good.
Yeah, and I did too. I mean, I had mentioned a thing I saw on Facebook before we started recording, that there was someone like flipping out saying like the GPS doesn't work and blah blah blah. It goes through Google Maps, and if the GPS isn't working, it's on Google Maps' side, you know, and it's not really the game. And like I said, or like you said, Matt, other than the server issues, it's pretty solid, you know. I mean, when the game works, it's perfectly fine. You know, there isn't really major downfalls to it.
And as Matt said, you know, you expect with any game server issues, stop being surprised and angry.
Yeah. Like when I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, you know? The only one I didn't expect and was surprised by was the console mods for Fallout 4, because I didn't think, like, servers or anything. So when they went up and Bethesda was like, we have server problems, I was like, what? Bethesda Fallout server? What? I don't get that. But that was the only time something actually caught me off guard. What I like about Pokemon Go more than anything, though, is that it makes, like, going places just even more exciting.
More interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're like, I wonder what Pokemon I'm going to find over there.
I just want to go for a walk down, catch Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Everyone's walking around doing it, though. When I was driving home in my, like, my area, there was...
Everyone's like zombies
just,
with their
phone. Yeah, I'm saying though, there was a group of people just walking around. I was like, what the f-? Okay.
Dude, on my Twitter feed, everyone's just talking about Pokemon Go. Twitter gaming, there, Cliff Blazinski, I can't pronounce his last name.
Cliff Blazinski.
IGN, yes. Shut up, the braces are still affecting me. Are we done talking about Pokemon Go? Do you guys have any final thoughts or what?
So far, real quick, what's the best Pokemon you have right now?
No, I don't want to talk about it because I haven't really gone for walks yet. I have shit Pokemon. I have shit Pokemon.
I do too. I'm just going to name the best one I have, though.
there's a Kangaskhan nearby. Guys, I must leave the podcast.
I'll be real quick.
I wouldn't blame you. If I see a Scyther, I will flip out and run to wherever the fuck it is. I want a Scyther so bad.
I want an Arcanine. That's all I want. If I have an Arcanine, I will rain havoc on everyone.
Ileana almost caught a Pikachu, but then the server crashed.
So apparently there's a trick to get Pikachu while you're doing the tutorial.
Yes, there is. Pretty cool. I got this cool, while we're talking about Pokemon, I got this cool book. It's not really a book. It's called Field Guide to Kanto, and it's like an illustration book of like if these Pokemon if they were drawn realistically and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Is that an official release?
I don't think so, but here's a Nidoran. You can kind of see it.
Oh, that's awesome!
How different they look. Let me find another example of one that looks totally different. She actually... I'll show you real quick. She hand-drew a Scyther for me in front of... No. She hand-drew a Scyther for me, like, right there on the spot.
Oh my god, kill it with fire!
On the spot.
It looks like, oh man, I'm trying to think what it looks like. It's escaping me, sorry. Apologize.
I hear Psyduck.
I think I know what you mean, Lone, but I can't think of it either.
See what I mean?
Psyduck, oh my god, that is the thing of nightmares.
Yeah, they look really different and scary and stuff. And no, I'm not taking off the hat until we're done. But yeah,
Christ.
I wonder if this is going to be like the most played Pokemon game because it's free. Everyone can download it. People who don't like video games are downloading. It's kind of like with Fallout Shelter.
Yeah.
Who have never even heard of Fallout or just playing it.
I'm interested to know how many downloads it has so far.
Well, it's a pretty simple game, but still can be pretty intuitive. You know what? If that makes sense, like it's easy to just understand, but then there's a lot of little things that kind of come in, you know, that you don't really have to know about right from the start, you know?
Yeah, like the transferring when you have extra Pokemon,
exactly.
You just send them back and get extra candy. And
yeah.
You can evolve them or power them up.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, best Pokemon I have is, I think...
show off the Pokedick.
I hate you so much. it was Pidgeot. I think he's like combat power like 280 something.
Jesus. See, that knocks me. I have a Sandshrew. It's 63 CP. But...
The more powerful ones appear over time. Like last night before I went to bed, I caught a Nidoran, and it was like 164. I'm like, all right, this is really powerful.
Wait, you're just sitting on bed.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I was laying in bed, and I went on Pokemon Go before I went to sleep.
In bed. He was running through the parking lot.
Yeah. My friend Brian did that because he wanted his egg to hatch, so he sprinted around the parking lot for like 5 minutes.
I've been thinking about it.
He was running so hard, and he's like,
I was going to stream today, but now I just want to go outside and play Pokemon Go. I'm not even joking.
Yeah. I had an egg hatch on my car ride home because I guess it just tracks distance in general, not even just walking.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm just driving home, and like I see... Like I look like my phone vibrates and I'm like, what the hell is that? And I look down and it's like, oh, and with a question mark and the egg staying there. I'm like, all right, I'll open it when I get home. So I get home, I'm like, what the fuck is in this egg? And I open it. It was a Bulbasaur. I was pretty hyped. Like, oh, they only hatch good Pokemon, but then I hatched another one, and it was a Spearow, and I was like, that's damn it,
Spearow.
Yeah. So
Spearow. Jesus, alone.
That's how it is.
My question is, will this take any? Like hype or anticipation away from Sun and Moon.
No, it's not going to take any away. It's going to boost it.
Yeah. It's going to boost it like
a lot.
Oh, hey, so this is another funny story. So the Northern Territory Police, Fire and Emergency Services in Australia, they released a Facebook post that was like, quote, "For those budding Pokemon trainers out there using Pokemon Go, whilst using Darwin Police Station may feature as a Pokestop, please be advised that you don't actually have to step inside in order to gain the Pokeballs. It's also a good idea to look up, away from your phone and both ways before crossing the street. That Sandshrew isn't going anywhere fast. Stay safe and catch them all."
That's fucking awesome.
That's great. That's awesome.
Everyone's just enjoying it. Like, and people,
that's the thing. It's a very positive launch, though, which I like a lot. I think
gamers and non-gamers alike. And to be honest, all the shit going on in the world right now, we needed something like this.
Yep.
Yeah,
I agree. Especially with some of the stuff that's going on in America, which we're not really going to talk about because we don't want
to
get
detail with it. But
political nonsense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, Pokemon Go is a very good time. I enjoy it, and I recommend it if you haven't downloaded it for some reason. I don't know why.
Hey, give it a shot. You know,
download a free game that's really popular. And, unless it's Candy Crush.
And real quick, I did see someone going, "Oh, it's freemium." Same person on Facebook I told you guys about. No, it's not freemium. It's very easy to play this game without spending any money.
Yeah, and very that's easy. Not a stretch. You don't. There's no reason to whatsoever. And if you do feel like you have to, you can just, let's say you're driving somewhere, you can go to a Pokestop and literally you'll get a bunch of Pokeballs and stuff there. You're like, there's, the game is very generous. The option to spend money is just that. It's an option. You do not have to. And you can
The fact that they exist is just triggering me right now. We should not have microtransactions. Everything should be free.
Yeah, but it's a mobile game.
People
at this
can't
point,
make money.
Expected.
People aren't allowed to make money, Noah. Okay? Yeah. You understand? That's not how businesses work. Businesses should operate off smiles and goodwill.
Right. Businesses do not.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing, though, is that it's even generous in the sense where you can get those Pokecoins. I don't know if you guys have seen them. That's what you can buy certain stuff with. If you, like, leave a Pokemon at the gym, once it gets taken over and sent back, you'll get coins. And you can use those coins to spend them. You can also, if you, like, win a fight at the gym, that's how you get coins as well. So you, like,
that's neat.
Yeah, the game gives you a lot of shit to earn with.
This is what I would like to see, and I think this would be cool. We have Pokemon gyms. There should be a mechanic where if you've, like, taken over 8 different gyms, then you get to go to the Pokemon League, which is located somewhere, and fight, like, the best 4 trainers in the league or something. Like, that would be fucking
cool.
Awesome. Like, in the region.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I would like that if they did more location specific stuff where people, because you know people would do it. Like, let's say they put something in, I can't think of a location right now. Pennsylvania. They're just like,
look at New York City.
Yeah, New York City. You know, just put something right here and just go.
The Central Park Poke Battle.
Yeah, and it's just that area. You can get certain Pokemon and you can get certain special things there. I don't know, like battle certain trainers and be a part of something special if you're a certain level. That would be really cool, I think, to make it like have certain areas be geographically unique.
I think imagine all the Pokestops in New York City.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Every 5 seconds.
Yeah. Mm. So if you live in New York City and you play Pokemon Go, there you go.
Yeah.
Or California, or anywhere that matters.
You guys excited about UFC 200? Sorry, I'm just.
I do not know anything about UFC.
I'm just looking forward to CM Punk. I want to see him fight.
I'm really looking forward to CM Punk. I think he's going to lose, but I think it'll be an interesting fight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I just want to see him. I just want to see him fight. It's the only UFC fight I'll actually sit down and watch. Yeah. And that makes me sound like a jackass because so many people watch UFC, but it's just never been a thing that like anyone's like, "Hey, you going to watch a fight tonight?" So like when the fight happens, everyone's like, "Oh my god, knock the fuck out!" I'm like, "Oh, there was a fight. Wow, I didn't even know."
All right, any lingering thoughts about Pokemon Go? Or
it reinvoked my love for Pokemon.
Yeah.
It did. Did we get fucking fan questions? God, this is such a terrible
shit.
We'll get those now.
Fan questions for the podcast.
Wow. No wonder it felt when this podcast started, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, we started this awfully fast. Like, we only talked for 25 minutes. It's because usually we wait for those fan questions to come in. we talk for an hour.
Lots of fan questions.
It's like we have like a pre-podcast podcast. It's great.
We do. And we have a thing. Guests who have been on the podcast know that we have a thing where we say podcast talk and we'll stop ourselves from talking about it.
Because, yeah. Right.
We don't want to spoil things.
All right. So I've just tweeted out fan questions. What is your first name? Fuck you. Just don't trigger me.
Yeah, Matt. Well,
everything has triggered you today.
Matt, why don't you tweet it out as well? Just because Lone's just going to get shit about Lone.
Do kangaroos have sex?
How is it over there in Australia?
What do you think is going to happen next for Fallout 4?
Right. What are your thoughts on the Fallout 4 DLC? I'm actually just shitting on our fan base. I'm sorry.
This is a really good existential question. At Vault-Tec Rep asks, what inspires you to wake up every day and what makes you you?
That is a really deep
question. No, well, we'll start with you. Okay. What inspires you to wake up every day?
What inspires me to wake up every day?
Hint, your girlfriend's in the background.
Pokemon Go,
yeah, Pokemon Go. No, I think the idea to get somewhere or like, you know, work a job that I enjoy, right? That's something mainly to get to that point where I can do a job that I really like, you know, and I have fun with. And I look at the people who work at like Funhouse and Rooster Teeth and stuff, and they really enjoy what they do. And I'd love to be there someday. Matt, obviously you like what you do, you know, and I'm very envious of that in a good way. You know,
I'd love to work at Funhouse in particular because their content is playing games.
Yeah.
And I would like, obviously, you know, there's
They're all like professional editors too.
Exactly. Well, you know, Kovic worked in TV.
Yeah. Most of them worked at G4, with the exception of...
Really? I didn't know that.
I think it was Kovic and Bruce worked at G4 at the same time, and they never knew it.
A lot of the places, Machinima, Rooster Teeth, I think there's probably a few more. A lot of those are, like, started by people who worked at G4. And then once G4 broke apart, they're kind of now...
Wow, I didn't know that. Because I was... Well, I'm gonna sound misinformed, but, like, before YouTube became a thing, I was always like, man, I wish there was a TV network that talked about games and I didn't know about G4.
Right. Genuinely. You know Sark, right, Matt?
Yeah.
He used to work at G4. He worked at G4 for a while.
See, I didn't know that. That's insane. Mm. That's fucking crazy, dude.
It's interesting because, like, now in Australia, we actually do have TV shows about video games specifically. I think they're more targeted towards kids, and I just get my content enjoyed from YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'd love to be able to work like a fun house. We've just like veered off this question, haven't we? What wakes me up in the morning? I guess just accomplishing something, you know. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like going to work and getting something done, doing something productive, or doing a video, or like it's something as silly as just playing a game and completing it. Like I like that sense of completing things. Whether it's games or work or whatever. And I've kind of been getting away from that recently, but that's what does get me up in the morning. That kind of desire to do something.
Yeah. See, for me, I'm not saying it in a mean way, but it's like I'm not that deep where I think like this is what wakes me up in the morning. Because there's like different things. Some days it'll be my family. It's like I can't wait to see my family today. Some days it'll just be my girlfriend. I'll be like, you know, I'm so lucky to have her. Some days it'll be videos. Some days it'll be video games. It's just, for me, the thing that gets me out of bed is the, just, and it's going to sound tacky, but the overall enjoyment of life itself. I enjoy my life. So for me, it's just every day. It's like, I wake up like, okay, today's a new day.
You know, and that's the thing. You're at a point where a lot of people want to be at. You enjoy what you do on a day to day. I mean, yeah, you have your bad days, but like you're at a point where you get up and you're able to do what you enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's kind of like, not even the American dream, but like the human dream, you know, is to do what you do what you enjoy, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but before that, I should preface that, and I know Noah said this, but I'm just letting everyone out there listening know that it's entirely normal. That, number one, a lot of YouTubers personify it as like they have this bubbly, perfect, happy life because they try to be a positive image so that people feel better when they're watching on camera.
No one's like that.
Nope. Yeah, I was about to say they are just like you. Ups and downs all the time.
There are days where Matt texts me and he's like, what the fuck? And he's like venting about something. And it's like, That happens. Everyone, you know, it's like, you have shitty days too, Matt.
Yeah, so it's like, a lot of people idolize YouTubers. It's like, please don't. Stop. And we are human. And if you idolize one, I recommend, I can understand looking up to them. Do not idolize them, though.
Here's a good question, though, and it's one everyone can answer here if we ask it in the right way. So, 8kHudson101 asks, if you couldn't do YouTube anymore, what would you do instead? Now, this is an interesting question because, first of all, no one doesn't necessarily do YouTube. I don't do YouTube full-time, and Maddie does YouTube full-time. So we get a good range of answers here.
Yeah.
Noah, what do you do now, and at least what do you see yourself doing in the future? What would you like to do? I know you mentioned that you want to do funhouse stuff.
I would love to – so what I do now, obviously, is I work at retail and some other – another place. And what I would like to do in the future is essentially turn, and I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast at all, but turn Ham Radio and the podcast itself into something a little bit bigger than what it is now, you know, and have it to where, you know, we are doing stuff together. We are uploading stuff. I think all of us can vouch for the fact that E3 was kind of a wake-up call for us in that we all, you know, not just, well, again, Lone, you weren't there. But unfortunately, but I know you would fit in there perfectly if you were. But trust me. But
the YouTube group that was there.
At least. Yeah, the YouTube group that was there meshed really well. And Lone, like I said, I know if you were there, you'd fit in perfectly. And it was one of those things where it was kind of an eye opener that we could kind of make something out of this. And it's not for money. It's not for anything like that. It's just because it would be really fun to do. It would be really enjoyable to watch. You know, as someone who watches group and company related videos like Funhouse, like Rooster Teeth, whatever, you know, making something like that would be really cool. And, you know, we know some people who want to kind of go and follow that idea. You know, Matt, we're not going to mention names, but, you know, hopefully in the next couple of years we can make that happen, you know, and make it something that is a little bit bigger than what we are now.
Yeah. And Maddie, doing YouTube full time. All right. What do you see yourself doing if you didn't do YouTube full time? And we've actually all had talks about this, like on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
And particularly with Maddie's perspective, what do you see yourself doing? I know what I see you doing, but what would you like to do?
I know you have your own picture painted of what I should be doing.
I do. It's like a picture frame, like hung up. Like this is Maddie in the future.
Yeah. And he's a whore.
Once again, I'm not trying to sell it. I'm trying to sound like crazy deep, but I take life literally one day at a time. I don't think too far ahead because I think that can lead to some bad anxiety if you just think way too far ahead. You're like, what if this happens? What if this happens? You know, your mind races too much. So for me, I if I had to really think about what I saw myself doing in a few years, it could be one of two things. One of a few things, really. One is still doing YouTube. That's always a possibility just because it's a growing platform. It's not really a stagnant one or a declining one. It's a growing one. So that's always something you want to be a part of from a financial perspective. I know people don't
From a basic business perspective. Yeah, but I know, especially if you're already planted in it.
Like to admit that YouTubers and stuff make money. It's like, yeah, we're your friends. We'd love to be close with our audience and stuff, but at the end of the day, we also have bills to pay.
It's a job.
It sucks, but it's the case. It's just about how you handle that business.
Yeah.
That's how the world is.
And there's nothing wrong with having a job you enjoy. I mean, I think sometimes people get, mean about it, and they're like, you just play video games, that's all you do, and you make a bunch of money off of it, and it's like, no, you know, that's not...
Yeah, that kind of frustrates me when people have that point of view, because... I'll be completely honest, right? I was probably guilty of that before I started YouTube. And, you know, I'll say that happily now. And when I started YouTube, it was really, I guess, eye-opening thing for me because I realized how much work actually does go behind it. Like, stupid shit from fucking doing the thumbnail and, oh, no, this thumbnail cuts off by this millimeter to, like, shit no one else would notice, right?
Yeah.
To, like, just video editing and, these tags
it's a mental
aren't
stress.
Right.
It's like working a desk job where you literally sit there all day, but you come home and you're like, okay, I'm really tired, even though I didn't lift a finger, really, in the sense of heavy lifting and stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's not to say that other jobs, like, this is worse than other jobs or more physically demanding. Yeah.
It is a job, you know, and there's work put into it, you know?
Exactly.
But why I want to be a part of YouTube in the years to come is I think there will be a day where there's a mutual understanding between the viewer and the creator because some people are still confused about sponsorships. They don't know that you can get in legal trouble if you don't mention at all that you're sponsored. Minus that, though. I'm saying in general, though, because people will just say to me, like, this video is obviously sponsored. It's like, no, because I don't want to go to jail. So I will tell you if it is sponsored. It's a skepticality that needs to go, and I understand why it's there. I totally get it, because these viewers keep getting burned, unfortunately. It's bullshit. But I feel like it's one of those innocent until proven guilty kind of things where you have to trust the content creator. If they burn you, the worst way you can hurt them is by not watching their stuff and just saying goodbye.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the worst way you can hurt them. If you're trying to really...
But in terms of me, though, as most of you probably do know, I don't do YouTube full-time. I have a full-time job and then do YouTube at night and on the weekend as a hobby. I'm starting to get a little bit more money from it now, but certainly not to the stage where it's even equivalent to a part-time job. Mm-hmm. But so if I wasn't doing YouTube, I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing now, to be honest, which I'm not going to say what it is. But look, I don't know if I would I don't know if I could ever do YouTube full time because just of capacity and views and getting the right money. Like, I don't know if I'm ever going to reach that stage because right now my sub growth has just cut in half pretty much ever since E3 was finished. But yeah I'd just be doing. Yeah, I'd be doing what I am now, and I wouldn't really be changing. And it has to do with the law, as some of you might know. But yeah, so
I call these dry periods like the workshop periods because this happened with Wasteland Workshop. Like every Bethesda channel just stagnated. They were getting like their standard viewership from their subs, but other than that, nothing was happening. And it's like all of a sudden, okay, here comes Far Harbor, and everyone's
It's really interesting though.
What's up, man?
Because you know how YouTube recently had that huge purge sub purge, where, like, for example, PewDiePie lost like 600,000 subscribers.
Out of 42 million.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I was like, dude.
But, like, you know, like that's a fucking career for another YouTube channel, right? Having 600,000 subs. Yeah. But ever since that time, like, my sub growth just halved. And I don't know whether it's the factor of now YouTube is counting subs differently or because E3 is just dwindled down.
You think it's more accurate, maybe, the sub count?
Possibly, possibly. Because I was going average 50.
There's also a cooldown after E3 that lasts a while. The summer is usually... The summer and January for YouTubers is particularly dry because it's after holidays. E3 is essentially a gamer holiday in a sense. There's so much happening in games.
Well, and it's the summer too. Yeah, yeah, it's you know.
But it's also during the summer it's dry because no games really, except for this year we have a couple. We have the new Deus Ex and No Man's Sky. But usually during the summer games don't launch too often, so it's usually a time to catch up on the backlog. Most people aren't long term invested in certain games. So it makes sense why these periods are dry. And also, just January's dry because people are busy from catching up on shit they got for Christmas and holiday season with their family and stuff. So, it makes sense. But being a YouTuber full-time, for me, it's like I'd always want to do a Patreon, but it's a pride thing, but also a hesitation thing. You don't want to put that pressure on your subs. And so, for me, I've considered multiple times... If I was to open it, I'd probably do, I don't mean to use the hip term, but low-key do it. Like, literally just put a link on my Twitter at the end of my video. Don't even mention it. Just have, like, one of those outro cards and just have, like, a little picture that links it to the page.
I think there's a right way, or at least a better way to go about doing Patreon. And the examples that I look up to in terms of how they did it really well are Gopher and Many a True Nerd. I think they executed their Patreons really well because I believe from memory at the time, Gopher was like, you don't need to sponsor me on Patreon. And I know most YouTubers say that, but I think he doesn't even do much extra for those that do sponsor him. It's just an option there available. So those that don't sponsor him or can't do it because of money reasons or whatever, then they're not actually disadvantaged really. I believe that there's a Patreon early stream that he does for a Q&A that goes up a couple of weeks later anyways. So I think there are right ways to go about doing Patreon. And the way I see it, it's kind of like it gives you the flexibility to try and do other things. And if people support you, they'll give you that money itself instead of you depending on ad revenue. I think I just see it as another source of revenue that YouTubers and creators can take advantage of. Mm-hmm. And I don't see anything inherently wrong with that. And I'm not saying that that's what you believe, Maddie. You just, you know, would like to go about it by other means.
It's I want to do it, but it's I don't see a positive outcome unless I do it without saying a word, you know, and just say like, hey, if you want to support
I think,
me, you know, here it is.
If you were ever going to move out of home, then you'd do it.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
It's more so a security thing, though. I've mentioned this before on a separate video. It's like, YouTube's great, but there's no security of your income at all. You can go from like rich to poor, poor to rich, whatever.
That's why Patreon is good, because that is security to an extent. And Total Biscuit was talking about this the other day. Patreon, at least to an extent, you can see what you're getting every month, because once you get a patron, they're going to be paying you X amount of money for the next month. And then you can at least see that. And then when that patrons, like, I don't know, they stop donating to you or stop being a patron. Patron or patron? I don't know.
Patron.
Then you'll see that money is going to be decreasing for the next month. So you can at least plan ahead and budget ahead for that. Mm-hmm. That's why Patreon is actually pretty good, because it allows you to have a bit more stability with your income. Yeah. So
no, it's a really, really awesome platform. It's a great idea. I'm surprised wasn't created before this, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You just got to do it just right. And so I'd imagine, yeah, if I move out of home, then that's what I do. I mean, I do have to pay my bills for the most part now, but still, it's one of those. When you move out, that's when you have to make sure you're making X amount of months so that you can, if you have to pay rent.
Pay your rent. Yeah. So I mean, rent's not cheap, especially in New York. That's for fucking sure.
No.
What? All right, here's a good question. At Captain Kale asks, what's the worst date you've ever been on? Noah doesn't want to answer this question with his girlfriend behind him.
Then I'll take the reins and answer this question, because I have a horrible date.
I'm leaning back in my chair.
You should. This is a great story. So there was a period of time where
I do have an answer for this, actually.
go ahead, Matt. All right, yeah, I didn't know if you were going first or not. So it's a period of time I went on Tinder looking for a girlfriend, just trying to see if there was anyone out there. And I matched with this girl who I found pretty attractive. We were getting along pretty well. And this is the first girl I ever actually, like, met in person on Tinder. And so we met once. We hung out for a little bit. It was fine. I was like, cool. You know, that was enjoyable. All right. So not every person on Tinder is really weird, and I'm not stereotyping if you use Tinder, because I used it. But anyway, I went on a second date with her. I don't know what the fuck happened. I pick her up, and we decided to go hiking. And this whole...
as you do, yeah.
No, but
I remember hearing about this.
I texted Noah about this, and I was so mad, because this whole time, and I don't mean to use the word, but she was a fucking bitch to me. She was roasting me, my YouTube, the fact that I played games, the whole time. And I'm, like, out in the woods with her, thinking to myself, like, I am stuck with this girl. I need to get out of here.
I'm going to kill her.
No. But I'm just saying, I was like, this girl is driving me insane. She just the whole way up, she's like, just insulting me, the person I am, what I do, how I look, everything. And I don't know what happened.
Was this like a bad attempt at her trying to flirt?
I think it was one of those classic things where
I can understand. Maybe I was being a little bit sensitive, but it was like to the point where it's like, okay, you're going a little too far.
She
like,
called my hair red. Ah!
No, it wasn't like that.
Bitch! No, from what I heard, though, I remember from what Matt told me, this girl was like mean to him. Like genuinely.
I was really mean. I deal with a lot of assholes on YouTube, and I was like, you were just the fucking bottom of the barrel. You were terrible. But
you were the bottom of the barrel.
Like, Jesus. It was so bad, like, so bad to the point where I dropped her off. Like, the second she shut my door, I was like, I just pulled out. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
really bad. Then she texted me, she's like, are you mad at me? I was like, are you stupid? I was like, are you serious? Because I couldn't believe it. I was like, you know what? I gotta keep a calm mind here. I was like, look, you were just really
motherfucker.
I was like, look, you were just abysmally rude the whole time, and I'm not saying I can't take it. At that point, we just got into a small argument. I was like, look, I don't want to see you or talk to you
anymore. I give you a lot of credit for that too.
That's fun shit.
So the worst date I've ever been on, because that's the question, was actually in middle school.
This is so awkward, and I can't take my eyes.
It was the first date I ever went on. It was in middle school, and it was like
he's kind of like looking back.
It's like a double. I'm looking down at my hand. It was a double date between my brother and at the time his girlfriend, who's now his wife, and me and the girl. And,
and the girl,
does she have a
name? She was like I don't want to say her name. We're gonna leave names out of this. But what's it called? It was like my first girlfriend in like middle school. But it was one of those things where you saw her in the hall and you say hi, and that was it. That was like the extent of it. Anyways, we went to see a movie. Like the four of us, and I don't remember what the movie was, but I just remember it just being it was just really awkward and like I don't know. No one knew how to like
first date should be right, like awkward. Yeah, it was like you didn't really have
You know, I think I complimented her ponytail.
I like your ponytail. Fuck, I did.
Eliana goes lame in the background. No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was different.
You're so smooth, Noah.
I know. Nice ponytail.
All right. So what happened between you and this girl?
She did broke up with
fuck?
Me. no, we didn't fuck, Matt. Actually, I think it was a little before. I think it was seventh grade. That's middle school, right? Yeah. But no, I don't even know how long. It was like a week later. She broke up with me. And I wasn't even upset, but I felt like it was one of those things where, like I got broken up with, so does that mean I have to be upset?
Oh, my God. I just thought of a fucking horrible girlfriend story I got to tell after this.
So it was like, okay, I guess I'll act upset. So that was the story.
Is this just horrible girlfriend story time?
All
right.
So that was pretty much it. But that's all like I really have. I mean,
I have one more good one that I right, that is. So,
go, then I'll tell mine.
All right. I was like 8 at the time. So very young. Yeah, and I've been going after this girl for a while because I had a crush on her. And,
I know who it
is. Yeah, and she finally like ended up dating me during recess. She was like, "Okay, I'll be your girlfriend." I was like, "Yes!" And like I was so happy. Actually, no, it was right before recess because here's the fucking ridiculous part: is that this kid that was my friend wrote a contract.
Oh my. No.
We're in third grade at the time, so it was like
so a contract,
you are the girlfriend. Like and you had to sign it. And then I was like, you are the boyfriend. I had to sign it.
And was it like a marriage license? What was
I
happening?
I don't even know why we did this, but we signed a contract. And during recess we're hanging out, she's like, "Okay, I'll be right back." And like she's gone for 20 minutes, recess ends. We go inside. What's on my desk but a ripped up contract? I got dumped.
You got broken up by getting a contract.
I got broken up by a ripped contract that was written in a fucking loose leaf and pencil.
I can't. You got like lawyered, like first lawyered. It only lasted a reason.
I was like caught out of a fucking. It lasted a half hour, and I got a contract ripped up. I don't know what triggered God. That. I don't know how I just remember that. But
I can't breathe. Yeah. Oh, I'm crying. I'm crying.
I don't know.
That's like today's version of breaking up by text message.
Yeah, it really was. I literally walked in. I just saw on my desk, like, my half ripped up on my desk. I was like, oh.
You I was fucking my friend, bitch.
Like, I guess she Is broke it... up with me.
And you like looked over, guys. I'm so upset. Or no, you're
I thought we had something. I loved her
for that half hour of recess.
You should have gone out to her and be like, "I'm contacting my lawyer. You can't just break a contract like this."
So, Lone, what was the worst date you've ever had? Okay, and knowing you, this is gonna be interesting.
So this was interesting because
I picked her up in my Jag.
it wasn't a planned date, so. We were at one night, I think we were celebrating graduation from university, and there was this girl. And just met her. The things happened that night. Okay. All went well.
You frickle frackle?
Yeah, we'll call it frickle frackle. And then I wake up in the morning and I get a text message from my friend. And he's like, hey, man, we're going to have breakfast with these people. We're going to go to their apartment and meet up. And I'm just thinking in my head, that's the apartment that the freckle frackle happened at. So that girl is probably there. And I'm like, hey, man, yeah, cool. I could go for some breakfast. I'm pretty hungover. By the way, though, is that girl going to be there? He's like, nah, it'd be cool, dude. I think she's gone. I'm like, all right, cool. So then I go there and then knock on the door. And the first the person that fucking opens the door is her. And I'm just like, oh, I just looked at my friend. I hate you right now. This is so unbelievably awkward. So we spent the entire day with them and her, and it was just the most awkward things because people were just like ribbing us all day, making jokes about what happened. Oh, it was so unbelievably awkward. And then she was just like to me, I think I like you. And I'm like, no. This is not happening right now. It was
You just not in the line for wanting a relationship at the time?
I just met her night before.
Yo, no. I fuck anything walks, bro. After that, I'm outie.
Shut the fuck up. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you, even though you fucking laughed at my contract.
You laughed at my love contract.
Maybe that's what I needed, a contract to say we can never see each other again.
Written in crayon.
But yes, it was a very, very awkward day.
It was like, it was awful script writing. It was so bad. Well, you gotta have another one in the tank, dude.
Oh, I don't know if I do, to be honest. Now, that was definitely one of the most awkward experiences, but it wasn't even a date, right?
Yeah, you just got stuck with a girl you had a one-night stand with. That's fine.
When you put it like that, it makes me sound like an asshole.
Yeah, I don't know if I call that... Well, I guess it is a date. I mean, I don't. It's not a date, but it's a really awkward situation.
Well, it's not a date. It's like a kind of a pseudo-date.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
It's like, yeah, I just saw this person naked, and I'm hanging out with them. Darn.
Did she have crabs?
This is why Todd Howard told
yeah. this is why Todd doesn't watch us anymore.
Yeah, he clicks unsubscribe. Sure. What do you think Todd Howard's YouTube account is?
He's probably he's probably the meme Todd Howard account, just posing.
Eliana goes, not Todd Howard. Yeah. it's just what it is. Man wanted to know Coke or Pepsi. I say Coke.
It depends. Coke. No. It depends what mood you're in.
No, it just depends.
Depends
it's Coke.
Mood. Depends what mood you're in. Sometimes.
What are you, a mood ring?
Maybe.
I have turned a blue.
I'm feeling pretty jolly today, according to my ring.
I feel like Pepsi. Fucking lame.
No, because I mean, like, sometimes. You'll pour your Coke into a cup with some ice cubes and it'll just go down like smooth as fuck. It's like, I needed that Coke. But sometimes you pour it and you'll be like, this is a really heavy soda. It feels unhealthy. I need to go to the gym. No. Sometimes Pepsi just hits you right. Sometimes it doesn't. It's like a drink. You know, like when you have alcohol, sometimes it just hits you right. You're like, fuck, man. And sometimes you're like, yeah, man. So
that one time you had alcohol?
That one time. No, Connor was so bad that night.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the other night. Yeah. O'Connor got fucking drunk and proceeded to Snapchat me the most obnoxious thing. This was like a week ago. And he thought he was hilarious. So this is for, what does it say?
Destroying this church's bathroom. With a million exclamation points.
Why? Yeah.
It's so funny. He's wearing 4th of July underwear. And there's this video right here.
All right.
Mr.
Connor actually becomes funny when he's drunk.
He's such a character.
There's him just like absolutely losing his shit because Ivan's cat was fat. He saw a fat cat on the ground.
Oh my
Why?
Because he what happened? He's walking. I was like, come on, let's go downstairs. Connor's like just finishing another drink. He's like, oh, like that. And just starts like gradually cracking up and like he's like pointing at the fucking cat. So hard.
Oh, that's bad.
Someone's fucking fat, dude. Oh my god.
You should have called him fat.
Are you done, Maddie?
Yes.
What other questions do we have?
I think that's about it. That's a solid amount of questions.
Also,
I need to go to the bathroom really bad.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm not done reading the questions. Hold on.
That'd be good. We'll just wait. The audio listeners are loving this, right?
Yeah. This
well, there's what's your favorite sex position, but I don't want to know Matt's.
You don't want to know my... Okay.
Who are your favorite YouTubers not counting each other? I thought they were kind of interesting. Let's look outside of gaming. Let's just look in general. Like, not only...
All right, how about we do a challenge, like non-gaming?
Okay.
Okay, non-gaming. I watch a lot of WWE YouTubers just because I like wrestling. Just judge me now if you want. I don't give a fuck.
But alone, wrestling is fake!
It's so fake! Like, they don't even punch each other.
It's the bloodiest ketchup.
WWE YouTubers, and specifically this is guy called I like this Wrestle Talk TV. I like What Culture. I like no DQ in a video. Yeah, really odd, but I like wrestling, so I watch it. You guys?
For me, it would be Studio C. They made they're the team that made like the Scott Sterling videos where like the guy gets hit in the face like a bunch of times with the soccer ball and stuff. It's really funny. But they also do they do skits. They do skits.
Humor is fucking weird.
No, but they do skits and stuff that are, you know, most things that make me laugh are like that type of video of Scott throwing where a guy gets the shit kicked out of him in like humorous ways. It's all an act, obviously. But
you're morbid.
No, not like that though. I'm not saying I love horrible things. No, but I'm saying that type of humor. But they also do clean humor really well, where it's like creative, it's clever. They're very innovative at what they do, and they're so funny, and I really like their channel a lot.
For me, it's H3H3 Productions and his second channel, which is Ethan and Yoel.
Okay, tell me something about H3H3. I love him, right?
Yeah.
But when he talks, his eyebrows, like every few seconds.
Yeah, he
like,
actually addressed that. He addressed that in
a
video.
Is that like a tick or something?
Yeah, it's a type of, I think it was Tourette's he was talking about. But it's like a little tick he has. He just kind of does it.
Interesting.
But it's funny. His personality.
I do too, because he's kind of like, you know, and it's just funny to me. Like, I don't know.
He's a good speaker. I like him.
He is. He's a good speaker. He's one of my favorite outside of the box YouTubers. I have a few others, but
I like if you guys like watching movies, watch How It Should Have Ended. That's a really good YouTube channel. They pretty much like make fun of box office movies and talk about, like, point out the stupid things in them and how they actually should have ended.
That is such a good idea.
Seriously, watch them. Like, if you like those kinds of movies, just search for How It Should Have Ended on YouTube. They're like 2 to 3 minute skit animated videos. They're fucking hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
I'm looking at all my subs and it's like that sad moment when you realize you only follow gaming channels. I like Casper Lee. I know that's kind of
I follow a bunch of Dragon Ball Z channels because Dragon Ball Super is doing really cool stuff right now. So, yeah.
Long.
Fuck off. Don't judge me. I have interests outside of gaming. Thank you very much.
You are so
defined. This is interesting.
I actually follow a lot of...
I forgot about Kasim G. I like him.
I follow a lot of racing channels.
Does he still do videos? Like, he stopped for a while, didn't he?
I'm going to click on his channel right now and let you know that. Last video 8 months ago, yeah, he stopped. What the fuck?
He just stopped. I think he's just got other interests. I started watching Kasim G because of his funny-ass videos with Jessica Negri. I'll be honest. Yeah. Like, they were funny as shit.
I get cringy when Jessica Negri's on like camera on videos now.
Why?
I don't know. I just do. She's like...
Care. Well, that's fair. That's,
you know what I mean, Matt? Like, Matt, you know what I'm talking about. It's just like a little over... It's like too much trying to be funny. You know what I mean?
I don't think... the only reason I'm not trying to be like...
Because you met her, you fuck.
No,
I
met her too. I was about to say,
did you meet her?
Yeah, we both did.
Sorry. I think it's because people can't accept that's her personality. She's very... just out there.
Extroverted?
Yeah, she's very out there. And so
I think it's all an act.
I think it's okay. I think she does great at what she does, and she handles a lot of shit.
Definitely. You're saying that because she has boobs, Matt.
No, I'm saying that because I'm saying that because she deals with fans who are only obsessed with her boobs.
I'm just kidding.
Mm. I said that like such a New Yorker. Her boobs.
Boobs. Oh,
damn.
Who else do I watch? Like, come on. Am I so shallow that I only watch YouTube?
I'm gonna look now. I do watch The No a lot, but that's related to games. But
that's
not
mostly gaming. It is mostly gaming.
Zach Anner, he doesn't do gaming stuff. He's actually he has cerebral palsy. He is affiliated with Rooster Teeth, but he doesn't really do gaming. But he does a series called Workout Wednesdays, where he hasn't done it in a while. But he like I said, he has cerebral palsy. He's in a wheelchair and stuff. But he is fucking hilarious. And some of the stuff he kind of makes fun of himself and stuff. It's just it's actually really kind of inspiring to watch some of it. I do recommend Zach Anner.
I like Vsauce. I don't know if you guys watch Vsauce.
Wisecrack and Nerdwriter 1 both are really good.
Smooth McGroove, whenever he makes a music video, always have to watch that. You guys, don't make fun of me. Watch Smooth McGroove. I'm telling you right now, you're going to love it.
Ashens. I like Ashens. He does some gaming stuff, but not a lot.
I think that's about it, yeah.
Yeah.
That will do it. Mm. So the listeners out there who stayed this entire time, thank you for being so dedicated to us.
What a train wreck of a podcast. Like,
no, I liked it. I think it was a good back to basics kind of.
Well, that was our goal today, was to make a nice, happy, fun podcast to really lighten people's spirits who were feeling down recently.
Yeah.
Because Pokemon and Go servers aren't loading, right? That's what you mean?
Yeah. Thing to do with it. We hope everyone out there is doing well, taking good care of themselves. Thank you once again for... Please. Yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys once again for watching, or listening, rather. And if anyone has any...
And as always, we like to have the guests to end the podcast. So, Noah, would you kindly...
I want to end it. You end it. Right? You want me to end it?
Unless you're trying to end it.
Oh, Ileana, you want to end the podcast?
Straight away.
No, but what's it called? Well, thank you guys for watching.
You have the balls to sit there and listen to my podcast. Mine.
She can hear you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, you have the balls to listen to my podcast.
She says she does have the balls.
I can hear her. But you won't end it.
Say thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
All right, cool.
That's the most annoying.
Hey. Oh wait, I can't. Hold on, my mouse disconnected. I can't end this yet.
Let it. No, not all of this is staying.
I know.
None of this is going.
Hold on. I gotta reconnect it.
I gotta reconnect it for the boobs.
All right. See you guys later.